This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at Reliable. In about 15 minutes, our weekly visit with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, who never holds back his opinion on anything. So, look, we always love talking to him about the Falcons and everything in the NFL. He's certainly going to come in here and let us know what he thinks about what the Falcons did on Sunday in about 15 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well and back into the big story of the day where you will hear Raheem Morris address some of the questions that were asked to him today.
We were just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like always.
We're just messing around with this gene.
We're just having a lighthearted
beer. Everyone says we're going to hell.
Yeah.
The rapture was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday we thought we were going to heaven.
Yeah.
Today we find out we're going to hell.
I mean, I've done a lot worse.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I've done a lot worse.
My mom texted it. She was like, blasphemy. You guys are going to hell. And I was like, for what? She said, Sister Jean was a saint.
I didn't say she wasn't.
I know.
We never said she was not a saint.
Bad about Sister Jean.
We're just curious once she's retired.
Yeah, I thought she retired and get out there.
That she got in the street. She getting in the street. Rolling around.
Exactly.
Rolling. God, dog it rained up.
She's got to make sure those streets have, you know, wheelchairs.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we were saying. That's all we were saying.
We were hoping the best for her in retirement.
That's it.
What could be better to hope for someone
than that?
Than that.
Yeah, 90 all them years of picked up womanness.
Exactly.
Get it out of there.
Exactly. Look out, Chicago.
What'd you say on Betty Friday? Rowing and rowing. Woo! Might make your head pop off.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
That's it. All right?
All we're
That's
saying.
That's all.
There's nobody's going to hell for that. In fact, we should be commended.
We're trying to put her on.
Exactly. We're rooting for her.
Trying to put her on.
This is just two guys.
Looking out for her.
Looking out for and hoping for something positive in somebody's life.
That's all. Nobody's wishing no down. I said,
if that's the thing that sends us to hell,
boy.
The devil's looking the other way on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was waiting for us. If that's the case, he was waiting.
Like, that's the thing, huh?
That's all right. That's the thing. But yeah, my bad.
You want to do a minute or two on the college football weekend before we get to Raheem, just because probably the last chance we'll get to do it
okay,
today?
Okay. What do we – we're talking about Georgia.
We talked about Georgia-Alabama. We're in the same page.
Yeah.
We think it's going to be an awesome game.
Yes.
Alabama's just really talented. I know they didn't play well week one, but I don't know why. I really don't know how to explain that performance.
They got caught – off guard.
Yeah.
They got caught with the pants.
And Florida State also may be pretty good.
They could be.
And so the season will show. But
I don't think Florida State's that good.
As they played in week one?
Nope.
No, I don't think so either.
Nope. And I don't think Alabama is as bad as they played week one.
No, I don't think either. And again, their roster's just so talented.
Yeah. Plus, man, that's right. The way, remember, it rained,
it
all
did.
This stuff? Yeah.
It
I don't
did.
I don't believe. I think if they played again right now, which, you know.
Maybe they will play
I'm not
again.
Trying to take nothing away from Florida State. That was a big-ass win for them.
Sure.
I don't think they beat them.
Well, maybe they will play again if both teams continue to play well. But yeah, but they got the running back on Saturday. Jam Miller hadn't played yet this year. They got Tim Keenan back on the defensive line. He's a guy we talked to at SEC Media Days when we were sitting there talking about how Alabama might have one of the best defenses in the country.
Yes.
Didn't look like that in that game, but has looked better over the last couple weeks. And look, Georgia's as talented as anybody too. So I would be surprised if this is not a fourth quarter
classic
game and comes down to some major play like the game against Tennessee did. What do you think about Oregon and Penn State? Do you think it'll play out like that? Because I kind of don't.
What do you mean, don't?
I think it'll be a good game, but I think Oregon's going to go in there, and I think they're going to win that game by like 10 points.
I like Penn State.
Do you?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I think because I we know one thing we know. Oregon, they talk about this. Oregon's always had speed.
They have.
Oregon's always been fast.
Yeah.
I think Dan has built that team the right way. Don't get me wrong, with that speed.
I think this is the best quarterback Dan's had there. And I think Bo Nix is really good, and I think Dylan Gabriel's good. They're really limited. I think this guy, Dante,
he's special.
Moore might be.
He's special.
He's
special.
He is.
The reason I say this, and I'm going to sound crazy, I'm going to put my faith in damn James Franklin. But I think Penn State, they've been inching every year so far.
Yeah, almost. This would be the next step.
I think this is the next step.
Right?
I think
because I know they won 2 playoff games last year, but we know who they were against. They lost. The Oregon beat them in the Big Ten championship game last year, and then they lost earlier in the season to, was it Ohio State they lost to last year? I think it was. Anyway, they lost the ranked matchups that they played in season. So I don't know. I mean, until he does it, I'm not going to buy it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
I just haven't seen him do it yet. Obviously, there's other big games, too. I'm hopeful that Washington can score enough points to keep that game interesting with Ohio State. That's what I'm hoping for. I think Washington's offense is quite good. I think their defense is not.
Yeah.
So, tough day when you're playing against a team like Ohio State, if that's true.
I think Washington keeps this close into the fourth quarter. Meaning close like 10 points.
Yeah, like 10 points. I think if Washington gives up less than 30 points on Saturday at Ohio State, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I think it's gonna be like Washington is going to score.
I think they can score.
They're
gonna
score.
I think
eventually the talent factor.
They need to run it. Quarterback's really fast. 2 good running backs. One of the best running backs in the country.
They're gonna have to control the clock.
That's right. Exactly.
But that's not even a thing in college anymore, is it?
I don't know. they say they're a pro team.
Yeah.
Jed Fish is supposed to be doing this pro style stuff.
Yeah, it's not even a thing anymore.
So do the pro thing. Run the ball. Run the clock. Control the clock. Keep their offense off the field and win that way. All right. Let's get to the most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Mike's our quarterback. You know, like Mike's our quarterback. We got a lot of confidence in Mike.
What?
We're moving forward with Mike. Mike's the guy. Mike is the guy until I let you guys know otherwise, but Mike's our guy.
What the hell? Who the hell?
I don't know.
Ask that question.
I don't know. We asked it on Instagram earlier this week, this radio station put out a poll question as to who should start on Sunday.
Lord have mercy.
Michael or Kirk.
This dude, this young quarterback had a bad game.
He did.
He is the future of this franchise, right, supposedly. And there was a debate whether he should be the starter this weekend or if Rob was going to have a quarterback competition.
And I didn't particularly think it was a great idea. I didn't do it, but I didn't think it was a great idea to have that as a poll question on social media. But that's one thing. I can't wrap my mind around going to a press conference and asking that question.
Was it Joe?
Yeah, it couldn't have been.
No, hell no.
Couldn't have been.
Not Joe Patrick. Not my guy, Joe.
Joe wouldn't have done something.
No, Joe wouldn't have did that.
I don't know who did it, but somebody it wouldn't have been Joe.
Like, somebody really thought, asked the coach if there was an open competition for the starting damn quarterback? Get the hell out.
Now, I will say this. While I. I probably wouldn't ask that. It's not great that somebody saw what's happened in the first 3 weeks as so bad that they should ask that. And I don't think anybody hoped that we would be at the point where that would even be in the conversation.
Maybe somebody just Ron Burgundy'd it. And it was supposed to say kicker, but they accidentally wrote quarterback and he just went with it.
Quarterback competition? No. I don't think that there is an open quarterback competition. But I will say this. The guy who's playing quarterback needs to play a hell of a lot better because that was really bad.
That was awful, man.
And if he keeps playing like that, they're going to lose a lot of games.
Yeah, man,
this year.
It was an awful performance. Now, is this something, as I'm saying is right now, that might not be revisited down the road if he don't get his blank together? Yeah.
How bad would it have to be and for how long?
Consecutive games like that.
Two?
Consecutive games like that.
Like if he plays like that again on Sunday and then into the bye week, then you're like, we got to think about it.
Yeah, but they better not do it. Again, this team, this organization, this regime ain't got no room for margin.
You're right.
Got no room for margin.
<There's> no, you're right.
Yeah, they don't. They are in a point where everything it has to go right, man. And it's unfortunate for them that they're having to do it with the situation with a young quarterback, a young play caller, and early season dysfunction.
Because that's what it is.
Because exactly what it is.
I mean, that's the word Dave Archer used in the 11 o'clock hour when we talked to him about it. It was just a dysfunctional operation offensively and special teams too.
Yeah.
Teams are going to kick those little knuckly short ones. That's what it is. You can't kick it out of the back of the end zone. They get it on the 35.
Right.
Okay? That's great field position.
Yes.
Like a decade ago, that would have been a touchback, a first down, and a five-yard gain. That would have been three great plays to get to the 35-yard line. Now it's a touchback. That's what a touchback is.
Yes.
So they want you to kick it into the field to play. They're gonna put it there. Like, how do you not know that? How do you not get ready for that? How do you not have your kicker doing it? That's the other thing.
That's crazy.
Have your kicker kick that little nubby little knuckly thing. Yeah.
Nubbly little knuckly thing.
Let's get our kicker kicking it straight, maybe through the uprights.
And then we'll worry about all that other stuff.
Well, if you can't do that, at least make them confused on
the kickoff. Kick your field goal kick as your kickoff.
Exactly.
They'll never know where it's going.
Because his field goal kick is knuckly and ridiculous. Christ,
he missed that so damn bad.
Oh, man. That was just a flat out.
He missed that so damn bad.
That was the first tee. Like the cart girl just pulled up. You're playing with your boss, shank into the woods. Like, that was just, ugh. Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
Was a fun 5 minutes on the Falcons.
Well, you know what else was fun, Andy? Getting the best live college football coverage in Atlanta starting this Saturday, 8 a.m. Getting started with my favorite show, College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and Alumni Hall. Shop UGA and all them other schools. You can get your stuff from there. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman set the stage for all the big matchups starting this Saturday at 8.
Yes. We will come back and talk to Mark Schlereth about that. We're not going to ask him about a quarterback competition, but we'll ask him about the Falcons' performance on Sunday, all the other big stories, the NFL as well. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away, actually more like 15 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929, but 120 on Wednesdays. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, joins the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
All right.
I mean, you know, we've been better weeks of football talk in cities. Obviously what the Falcons did on Sunday wasn't great. I'd love to get your assessment of it. What did you see from that performance on Sunday?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you drive down, you put a drive together, you miss a couple of field goals in that game early, you go into halftime at 10-0, and then it just kind of snowballed after that, with the pick six and the other pick. And, you know, Michael Penix just didn't look good. He looked frenetic. He looked rushed. He just looked off target. And almost to the point where it's interesting watching young quarterbacks, and we've been talking about this in...
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Denver, where I live with Bo Nix, this frenetic pace, this climb in the pocket, this like, oh, I got to get the ball out of my hand really quickly. And it just feels like the timing of the offense is off. And one of my good buddies, Joel Klatt, always says the timing of the offense is kept in the quarterback's feet. Mm-hmm. And when the quarterback's feet get rushed and he feels it just feels frenetic, you're never going to be accurate. And there were so many like bad decisions that felt like rush decisions, and then just bad throws where it was just missing a receiver, skipping one off the dirt on third down. You know, that, like I said, that dumping it off into a rolled up corner for a pick six, like those things can't be. And that's exactly what it felt like happened. Because as I looked at the game, I just didn't think, the Carolina Panthers, I didn't think like, oh my gosh, they look great. And wow, look at this offense shine and run. It just felt like this slow mudslide that ended up taking over Atlanta, and you lose by 30. And, you know, it just makes it feel that much worse because it was the Carolina Panthers, and they haven't been a very good team. And I still, I watched that film today, and I watched it yesterday in its entirety, and still didn't feel like, oh, gosh, Carolina's figured it out. I didn't feel that way at all. I felt like Atlanta just lost it.
Spick, what do you think? And, you've been on the offensive line, and you played different styles. What do you think of the pistol?
Well, I think the pistol is, you know, a form of getting into gun and still having both sides of your offense available for the run game. So one of the things, it's funny you even asked me that, because one of the things I asked Pete Carroll a year away, like, what did you make of your year away from football? And he goes, like, I just spent all this time watching. And one of the things that really bothered me is how predictable runs are in the shotgun. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you get in, you know, we'll call it near right or whatever, right, with the running back next to the tight end, or far right with a, you know, gun far right, the running back away from the tight end. Well, the running back's away from the tight end in shotgun, side saddles, next to the quarterback, you're running strong. If the running back is near the tight end, then you're running weak. Mm-hmm. So you're either running mid zone belly or you know, weak, or your belly weak, or you're running mid zone strong right. And so it becomes very predictable. And Pete's like, how have I not defended this better? Because it's so predictable. And so, you know, it was really interesting to hear. So basically, you get into pistol, you can keep your wide zone open, which doesn't really happen in gun. I'm one of those guys that's old school, in that I think you have to have a lot of under center plays. Mm-hmm. Not only in the run game, but the play action, where you actually turn your back to the defense, because it just sells it so much better and creates so much more separation between the underneath routes and the intermediate routes when you actually turn your back to the defense. So the play action is so much better out of under center stuff. And so, you know, but unfortunately in today's game, like the quarterbacks coming out of college, nobody gets under center. So most guys can't operate it very efficiently. So it's one of those things that has to be learned over time, I guess.
I assume you were talking to Pete, getting ready for the Raiders-Commanders game last week, which you called. Commanders are coming to Atlanta this weekend to take on the Falcons. I know that Mariota played last Sunday. Seems like it's headed in that direction this week, too. We don't know for sure, but it seems like it is. What did you see from Washington calling that game?
Listen, offensively, before the game, man, they made two changes on their offensive line. Went to some bigger, you know, veteran offensive linemen, put them in at guards, guys that have played tackle in the past. And they just dominated a line of scrimmage against the Raiders team that hadn't allowed anybody to run it on them. So they were incredible. They just smashed them. And of course, Marcus Mariota, you look at the way he operates, and he said it, you know, my time in Atlanta wasn't very good. I really questioned, you know, what I was doing and should I continue to play and all that kind of stuff. And he was very honest about all that stuff. But he's back in an offense under Cliff Kingsbury that he really ran, that got him a Heisman Trophy in Oregon. And in the very similar style, and man, he can operate it. Like, he can flat operate that offense, and he still has enough at 31 years old or whatever he is, enough juice left to still be able to run it. And, you know, it truly is, in the run game, it truly is 11-on-11 football. You know, it is like wing T stuff. And the stuff they throw off of that, they really operate. They had 202 yards rushing in that game, and they really took the fourth quarter off because they were so far ahead. Like, it was just, you know, it was interesting to watch it play out, but they just dominated both lines of scrimmage in that game.
All right, well your wheelhouse, your Giants. No, not your Giants, the Broncos. No, we'll get to Giants, but I want to ask you something about the Broncos. Is it more or less that Bo Nix, I won't say regression, but just how defenses are playing them? Because, I mean, they were in all three of those games, Stick.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been inaccurate. Mm-hmm. And he looks kind of like what Michael Penix looked like last week, where you're just like, after week one, you thought, or after that Minnesota game, you're like, all right, we're on to something here, right? Mm-hmm. And then you look sped up, almost like for Bo Nix, it feels to me like there's just too much in. And so you're getting the play in late, and you're trying to get the right formation, and you got a different personnel grouping every other play, and you've got, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're on the line of scrimmage, and you're clapping your hands, and you're like, let's go, you know. And it just feels like the whole operation is sped up. And I don't know about you, but for me, like, I want to hang my hat on a set of tenets that I believe in and things I know I can execute. And I played for two teams, and both those teams said, this is our identity. This is what we do. Now, we may show you a bunch of different formations and personnel groupings and all that stuff, but we're going to hang our hat on these three plays. And we're just better than you at these three. Like, we've run them so much, we're better than you. We're better at running them than you are defending them. And so, like, I think we get into a situation where we so want to coach and we so want to say, hey, man, we're going to get in this personnel group and then we're going to do this. And then we're going to short motion here and then we're going to shift over to here and the defense is going to have to communicate. And that's it. And you know, as much as you want to get the defense playing on their heels, like, that's great as long as you can handle it. But when you start making mistakes that are costing you opportunities, then it's too much. And that's what I've seen with Bo Nix. He missed three deep balls in the game last weekend against the Chargers that were touchdowns. And one of them, man, they ran a flea flicker. He didn't climb the pocket. He didn't slide up in the pocket. He sprinted up the pocket and actually ran into his center as he tried to throw the football. Eesh. And I'm like, what happened? Like, what? Like, it's like he got slingshot into the pocket. And so just little things that you look at and you go, why? And part of it, I feel like, hey, man, you got too much on your plate. And when you have too much on your plate, it slows down your ability to process things quickly. And ultimately, it makes you play poor football, in my opinion, just from experience. That's how it is.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We couldn't get you out of here without asking about this. I'm sure you have an opinion on it. Jackson Dart replaces Russell Wilson as the starter with the Giants. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they should have cut Russell Wilson before the season started. So, like, I'm not surprised. Now, the big question, I talked about this, the podcast, the Sting and Drew podcast coming out this afternoon, is who's the veteran on the Giants that pulls Jackson Dart aside and says, you're a quarterback, dude. Wipe that one side eye black off your cheek and take your chain off and put it in the locker. You're a quarterback. You don't play wide receiver. Like, I get it with wide receivers. Wide receivers are like children. They're one, they're dependent. And then two, like, they whine and they bitch a lot if they're not fed. Like, okay, they're children. I get that they're going to wear necklaces and one eye black. You're a quarterback. Who's the offensive lineman that pulls him aside and says, hey, listen, dumbass, you can't go out there looking like Tammy Faye Baker, look it up, with mascara running down your face.
Damn.
Like, we got to be a grown-up now. Right. You're a grown-up. So I don't know who that is, but somebody's got to do it.
I'm glad I asked. Yeah, glad man. I asked. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it, Stink.
You got it. Be good.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. God, it's just so we should have started with that.
Yeah.
Just say some stuff about Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Insider calls brought to you by, well, first of all, he's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, which you know but need to know again. Also, Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call us up and ask us anything. Please do. We will answer all of your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Ask me anything to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where you can call us up at 404-726-0929 and ask us anything you want, and we'll do our best to answer it. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We do have a handful of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us something today. But we'll start with Ryan in Mulberry. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Andy, you're way more progressive than me for allowing / trusting your wife to pack the car for vacation. that's 100% my job. When we travel, we take giant box fans to make noise, even to million-dollar, multi-million-dollar Airbnbs. So the question for both of you is, what is 100% your job that you would never give up? And then the flip side, what won't your wife let you do? When we moved recently, I took the liberty of loading and packing the pantry in a new house.
Oh, man.
Told someone there, I bet the farm it would be rearranged within 48 hours, and it only took 16.
So, yeah, I believe that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Great question.
Oh, man.
Now, normally, I will say, I do like to pack the car. But
yes,
but
I have to pack the car.
She had to clean it out first.
Yes,
so she was doing that while we were here. So she did that.
No, I have to pack the car.
Yes. Well, if you're not there, how you gonna do it?
I'll pack it the night before.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll
figure out some way.
Here's what I wasn't gonna do. I wasn't gonna clean it out for her. I wasn't gonna do that.
Why?
Because
it's her car.
It's her car. it's her car. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't really let them eat in my car.
Oh, dude.
Because you know what it is.
Yeah.
She does, and I just don't want to,
Yes,
I don't want to do that.
Yes, I understand that.
I understand. It's easier for me to do that because they're only in my car for like 5 minutes a day. But so we just
I understand.
We try not to
believe,
eat in there.
Believe me, I understand it.
The number one thing that I do, and this has really become since they've, they're at that age where when we're driving, they need stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I drive.
Really?
I want to drive.
Then
I don't have to do child maintenance the whole time.
I want to drive. I like to drive. And I'm for the same damn reason. And she don't be wanting to drive anyways. Be like, babe, you come over here. Hey, baby, do you want me to drive? No. I drove 8 hours straight. You want this last 45 minutes?
Yes, so you can split it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, leave me alone. But other than that, I don't want to say I'm not allowed to do stuff. Because I can do what the hell I want to, but she doesn't particularly like me to buy stuff for the house. I think I can do it. I think I can buy a chandelier. All right? I think I can buy.
Sure, you got good taste.
I think I can buy light fixtures.
Yeah.
All right? I think I know what
kind of. Do you want to?
No.
Yeah.
But I can.
Okay. Yeah, right? Of course you could.
Yeah. I know how to get sinks.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this different thing. She likes a different kind of nozzle thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. So that's it. That's it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. This is a division of labor, you know? Can't do everything.
Yeah.
She does some stuff. I do some stuff. There's no not allowed to.
I'm grown.
You know?
All right.
I'm allowed
to do whatever I want to do.
I do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But she does.
Picking out paint. I can do that.
I'm in that.
Like, every room that you want. Like, it's amazing that all I got. And it's a beautiful space. I got a whole floor, Andy. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a nice space.
I got a whole floor. But she got two. That ain't fair.
Whenever it's time to pick out paint, she'll get 40 of those paint things.
It's the worst thing in the world.
And then tape them to the wall. And they're pretty much the same. Like, yes. You know, it's just various shades.
There's only one kind of white, all right?
Or green.
You know what I mean? Yes.
We like blues and greens. But without fail, it's always like, I really like that one. And then they'll be taped to the wall for a while. And then 3 weeks later, that one that I liked will eventually be picked.
Because mm-hmm.
she likes it too. Mm-hmm. But she needed to look at it for a little while, yeah. Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's a little bit, you know, you got to make your decisions. Ricky is in Marietta. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I have a statement and a question. The statement really quick is about the Falcons. I personally feel like this season kind of potentially is a wash because I still feel like we don't have that dog alpha receiver too. I feel like in the draft we should really prioritize pairing Mooney. I don't think Mooney is I think he's more of like that Ray McCloud role, but we need like another like dog at receiver. So anybody they fire, I think the whole coaching staff needs to be cleaned out personally. But my question is, and I asked Dukes the other day, and he got upset, but I don't think it's far-fetched. We live in a culture now in football where the leash is very short. Michael Penix has only been in his sixth start, we know. But at what point, how long of a leash does he have before we as an organization say, you know what? We're not going to waste 3, 4, 5 years and say, oh, yeah, this isn't our guy. At what point do we start to look at the draft and say,
okay,
hey,
Ricky.
All right. All right, man.
Thank you, Ricky.
Come on, Ricky. First of all, stop saying we as an organization, all right? The dude has had 6 freaking starts. Like, come on, man. Just like that dumbass question about quarterback, who's going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. He's had 6. Now, he had his worst start.
He did.
He did.
Had his worst
but
start.
But come on.
Can we try as a group?
Almighty.
And every show can do whatever they want. And I'm sorry, Duke's got mad at you. Can we not talk about the draft until 2026?
Please, please,
please.
Come on, Ricky.
We don't even have a first round pick.
Come
anyway,
on, Ricky.
So you're not taking a quarterback.
Ricky said they need a dog number two receiver. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Come on, Ricky.
Let's just agree.
Come on, man.
As an 11-2 community, can we do that? We got 3 hours, right?
Damn, about no draft.
We got 3 hours. We could.
Not long. We've been waiting for this damn season to start.
It's only 3 weeks in, man. It's only 3 weeks.
Come on,
weeks
Ricky.
In. We're not doing the draft yet. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey,
oh,
Chuck.
Hell.
Don't do me like that, Randy.
What you got, Chuck? What you got, Chuck? What you got?
I know my name come up on the board and y'all say, no.
No, I'm always happy to hear from you.
I don't see the board.
I'm excited to hear from Chuck.
Okay. Hey, real quick, and I didn't want to make any more baseball comments because I think the Braves
there
are
it
over.
But
real quick.
Been over.
And you're a professional athlete and you've been around sports all your life. The coach and the manager can't catch, can't make an error, can't hold, can't do a lot of stuff. But they can put you in the right position to help you do better. And I hope that next year, in April of 2026, the Braves go out to win 162 games. Mm-hmm. Because bullpen games and letting this guy try out and putting in anybody when you're up 6 runs, now you get to the end of the season, and those five or six close games could have put you in the wild card. You just never know. And I just wish our organization had a attitude of winning all the time like the Dodgers do. They say, hey, we're going to win the World Series this year. That year they didn't win, they won 120. But you got to have the right attitude. And so I'm just asking you all, have you all ever been around an organization or been a part of something where they felt like you had to win every game, whether it was exhibition, preseason, whatever, they wanted to win, period. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Chuck. All right, Chuck. I got lost a long time ago when Chuck's.
Have you been around organizations that wanted to win?
I don't think they're – I mean
– I've covered organizations where winning was – that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But, the money at the end of the year was the most important thing.
I think I've only been a part of three organizations, and I know for a fact that everybody wanted to win.
Yeah.
I knew for a fact.
Yeah. Also, the Braves want to win.
Yes.
Like, I know that they want to win.
Yes.
And hopefully next year they win more. Yeah. Jack is in Decatur. Hey, Jack.
Brandon, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. Why is it – I know Michael Penix had a bad game, true enough, but veteran quarterbacks have bad games all the time. I don't understand these Atlanta fans that want to throw so much vitriol for a rookie quarterback. And if you can answer that for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, I love this guy right here that's across from me because we're always that rash. We're rational about everything. I think so.
Try to be anyways.
Yeah. And we came into the season saying that this was a rookie quarterback, basically.
Yep.
And he was going to have mistakes. He had to come off his worst game. He can improve. I think he has the stuff to improve. Now, they got to play better around him, but more importantly, I think Michael Penix is built of the right stuff. But damn, win that game.
Right. Now, again, 100% with you on all of that stuff. The question was, why are Falcons fans so ready to do this, that, or the other off of that?
I don't think I
can't answer that, but what I can say is the first thing I heard when I moved here was I turned on this radio station and phone calls were being taken about whether or not Matt Schaub should be getting first-team reps in training camp.
Yes.
The year Matt Ryan won the MVP.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And I don't think there's a lot. And I hate this when they have, the minority speaking for the majority.
Right.
I think that's a small minority of people.
But for
some reason, it's that you see that more often than the people who – I'm in the middle with Michael. I don't think Michael is like Ross said – he's our future. He's our starting quarterback, and I'll let you know when he's not.
I think that's where it comes from, by the way. Like, I think it's a combo of what you saw
Sunday.
But he
opened himself up to that because he put in Kirk. He opened himself up to that.
But also there's 7 years where you're just 7-10, and people are hoping for a better future and are now concerned after what they saw in this one game that this is what it is, and we're stuck.
Don't mistake this as either of us sitting here telling people not to be – like beside themselves.
Nobody's
about the performance
on
Sunday.
You should feel the way you want to feel after what the hell happened.
Yes, it was a disaster.
But to give up on everything that damn fast.
Yeah, and specifically like any of the young players.
Yes.
Like there's so much more football for them to play and grow. But no, what happened Sunday was one of the worst performances, if not the worst performance that we've covered in our time on this show. So the reaction to that, understood. But the specific stuff on specific players, I'm not sure. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
First off, Andy, Randy, I wanted to ask you, since the Braves are out of the playoffs, both of y'all, what team are you rooting for going into the playoffs? And the other question I wanted to ask y'all was, what is your assessment of Dwayne Ledford, the Falcons' offensive line run game coach? Do you think he's doing okay, or do you think we need to get rid of him too?
We're not the fire people show.
All right. First, the offensive line has not been the Falcons' problem.
No, they've been pretty good.
They've been all right.
And that's with a new center and a backup right tackle.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think they have been the problem at all. I ain't rooting for no damn body. I hope that they lose all the damn baseballs in the world. I hope everybody loses all the damn baseballs in the world, and baseball can't be played.
Wouldn't that be a conundrum?
Hey.
What are we supposed to do? We lost all the baseballs.
I don't give a damn about baseball. Okay? All right, because every time I'm watching it, okay, thank you. They're losing. All right, okay.
They had the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Ronald Weekly ground to second. Yeah. It was an hour ago. I'm not doing play-by-play. It happened an hour
ago.
I don't know if root's the right word. I don't know if root, because root is like emotional.
You got to root. Go ahead.
I hope the Mariners do well in the playoffs.
I don't. And that's for you, Ryan. I don't. I hope everybody stinks. I hope it's a miserable month of rain delays.
I should show you the text message that he sent me yesterday. A paragraph demanding a public apology from Andy and Randy.
I will never apologize. Never.
So take that, Ryan.
Take that, Ryan.
My mom's already mad at us. Now Ryan's mad at us. God's mad at us. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. James wants to fire everybody.
Yeah,
Ricky's drafting people already.
Ricky's drafting people already.
Ricky's doing mock drafts.
Damn, Ricky! Come on, Ricky, man. If Gunner beats Bama, he will get his own billboard. And somebody in the Giants needs to tell Jackson to wipe that mascara off his face, looking like Anna Faye.
Just 90 years of pent up sexual energy, man. Who doesn't want a piece of that?
Yep.
Fishnet tank top and leather pants. Now that's a man.
All right. Hey, my boy, you have a great, 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 great time, man. Happy birthday again to my dog.
41's a prime number, Randy.
Yeah, that too.
I'm in my prime. Talk to you Monday.
Watch out now!
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.